Welcome to the Emo Show. I'm your host, Linz, and today we have a special guest. This episode, we are traveling outside of Canada and heading down to the States. I had the pleasure of meeting two of the members of Loyalty to Me, the bassist Ryan and lead singer Will. They're a radio emo band from Central New Jersey. Here's a clip of their song, Rewrites.
Never been so afraid to talk about all of the reasons I should cut you out. Now that your blue is fading, I know we're both just a couple rewrites from the end.
Hello. So how did you guys, like, form your band?
I had been in an older band called Theory and Context, and we had a lyric that said, "Your loyalty to me is more than I could ask." So once I left that band and that band disbanded, I kind of just wanted to do my own solo thing for a little bit. I always resonated with that lyric, so I just called it Loyalty to Me. And then eventually I was like, I need some bandmates, and I started putting the word out, and I ended up slowly gathering a good group of people. We kind of went through a few different iterations until we found like a solid band. And then once we found the right people, we turned it from a solo project into a band. So I think it was like January of 2019 that we kind of officially became a full band. We released our first song in December 2018. And then shortly thereafter, we kind of finalized our band lineup and went from there.
I was actually just telling my uncle today, like, the story of, like, how we met and, like, how you were looking for people to play in your band, but I didn't play bass. I played guitar, and we were, like, in my basement, and you're like, we're looking for a bassist if you want to try it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just try and play bass. Whatever. And now yeah. I'm like, love playing bass even more than playing guitar.
COVID has been around for over a year now. So how did it affect you guys, like, in your music?
Yeah, so we were about to drop an EP. We still did, actually. Our EP dropped in May. We were just planning a bunch of shows and a summer tour as well. And of course, it just kind of got blindsided by COVID. And we just did what we had to.
Yeah, we didn't even have our EP release show. Yeah. That got wiped, which is crazy.
But, you know, I mean, my heart really hurts more for bands that do this full time. You know, I mean, we're hoping to get there, but right now we're still local. So, we all just kind of did our thing and did what we had to do and kind of wrote separately, individually over time. It was definitely hard at first. To write when everything first started, but over time we kind of got the itch to get back into it.
Writing tendencies too, so it's like I'm kind of more used to just writing as much as possible, like, by myself, but, you know, other members of the band are more collaborative, so it forced us all to kind of put ourselves out of our comfort zone a little bit, which was cool. We did get a lot done for the situation that we were in, which is great. And I'm happy that we could do that.
Yeah. I mean, we have probably like 15-ish new songs.
Yeah.
just kind of like waiting to flesh out. So, I mean, we definitely have been working on a lot of stuff. I'm lucky that we all write songs individually as well. So, again, we're just excited to get back into it. It's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of good that we didn't have our release show and everything before COVID, because now it kind of feels like, I mean, it still kind of feels like we're new, and it feels like we have another chance to kind of like push our EP again, and then start putting out some new music. So it's kind of like a fresh start or a hard reset, you might
say.
Yeah,
it feels to me like a new beginning, honestly. Like, when we come back, we're going to be a completely different band and a completely different set of people. Like, we're just going to fucking go for it, you know, as hard as possible. So
who influenced you guys to start making music?
My dad, actually. When I was like, I would say two people, my dad and my brother. when I was like, I don't know, I had to be like 10 years old, and my brother was like 8 or 9. My dad like bought him a drum set, and he was like, all right, I'm going to buy for Christmas, I'm going to buy you lessons and this shit. And so he went and he started lessons. And then I was like, I feel left out. Like, what the hell? I don't play anything. So then he was like, well, you could play guitar. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to try to play guitar, because my dad always loved playing guitar. He never knew how to play guitar, but he always wanted to learn how to play guitar. So like, I don't know. I kind of like took that in his footsteps, and I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn. And ever since then, I've just like, it's just been a progression. And then obviously all of the bands that he liked, I liked, but my music taste grew and grew to more alternative and, you know, harder, even, and in some aspects, softer music. But I would say he's the one that pushed me, and almost indirectly by pushing my brother to start learning drums and go to music. It was like, I want to do it now. Now this is something I want to do, you know? So it was him. It had to have been him.
I would say initially, this guy, Nathan, shout out Nathan, who's was the choir director at my church when I was very young. He's awesome. So I feel like he first got me into like singing and stuff. And then I really got into like the scene because I just discovered All Time Low's video for Dear Maria when it like first came out. And that was it for me. So then I started getting into scene music. And then, you know, I started playing guitar. I was kind of like exclusively into stuff in the scene. But then my cousin, shout out to my late cousin, Matt, actually showed me some fond memories of him turning me on to like Jack White and Kanye West and like a bunch of stuff that I had never heard, and like kind of stuff that I was like, oh, like there's also more creative pockets of music that I don't even know about. And I feel like I started like developing my creativity through that, and yeah, just grew from there. So big combination of influences, but I think it really all started with singing in choir, to be perfectly honest.
So I saw that you guys have done a lot of like opening acts for various bands. What do you miss most about being on the stage and performing?
Everyone standing outside and then saying good set when we come off stage.
Oh my God. That's every time, but it's still my home, man. It's still where I just feel like everything is just okay. Yeah. No, it's
no,
like,
to be perfectly like honest with you, in all seriousness, there's a song on our EP called Paint You Blue. And that was like our opening song every time we played a show. And I feel like that was the one that people really learned the words to, like before we even released it, just from seeing us play it live. So like, just that opening moment of the you're wearing pink and black and everyone singing along and then just like going crazy. Like I miss that opening moment of the show, like every day.
Honestly, like so. In that moment, just like anything you could ever worry about just fucking goes away. Like, it's just like the only thing that matters is whatever room that we're in, and that's it. And like, I think that is something important to acknowledge. Like when you feel that way, because, you know, there are very few things in life that make you feel like that. So I think that just, I don't know how to explain it at all, but I completely understand what you're saying, Will.
Yeah. It's just that opening moment when you get kind of lost in it.
You get lost in it. Exactly. That's exactly what.
So I've been seeing a lot of artists be scheduling concerts and stuff for as soon as like mid-July, and so I'm just curious, do you guys have any plans for the upcoming months for any live shows?
Yeah, we're in the process of booking now, so nothing announced yet. I'll just say keep your eyes peeled, but we definitely want to get started probably midway through the summer.
Yeah, we're actually hitting the studio again next month. We were just at a different studio this past weekend and recorded a new song, but it's kind of a balance between we want to hit shows as hard as possible. And also, you know, we're recording new music right now too. So we're going all the way out to Indiana beginning of August, and we're going to be doing that. So we're even, you know, maybe hopefully playing a show right before that. We'll see. But we just want to play as much as possible. That's really it. So, you know, keep your eyes open and see if you can catch us in New Jersey at some point.
So since you guys are out in the States, do you plan on coming to Canada anytime?
I hope so. Yeah, I would love to go to Canada.
We would do it 100%, you know. It's just about finding the right connections and booking to do it. That's really what it comes down to. Is there's a lot of the scene has progressed to the point where there's a lot of local booking, which is great because it gives more money to the artists as opposed to more money to the agents themselves, I feel like, because you can book your own show now, but also you have to have the contacts to do that within that local scene. So, you know, we're working hard to just kind of spread our reach to those individual local scenes so that we can, you know, we can come out to all these different places and play with the local bands, you know, and just have a good time. You know, that's our goal. That's what we want to do.
There's some great bands in Canada I'd like dream to play with, like Silverstein is from Canada. Mm-hmm. I know Seaway is from Canada as well. I believe Counterparts, another band I love, also from Canada. So yeah, I would love to come there. But yeah, it's just a matter of getting there. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Awesome. It was great meeting you guys.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you so much. Yeah. No, yeah. Check out our EP. It's called Clash Coexist. It's everywhere. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, everything. Our website's loyaltytome.com. We're at loyaltytome_ on Instagram and Twitter. And that's about it. I mean, keep your eyes peeled. Lots of new music coming and show announcements. So we'd love to have you come see us, and looking forward to putting some new music out there as well.
Yeah. So. And if you do any booking, anybody watching this, our contact is on our website. So, you know, if you want to book us in your city, then send us an email and we'll make it happen.
All righty. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye.
Yes, see you.
That was Loyalty to Me. You can check them out on all platforms.
Make sure to tune in next week to meet a brand new band.